The U.S. Supreme Court changed course on taxing online sales this summer. Now, the Kenai Peninsula Borough is working towards taxing major online retailers, namely Amazon. While taxing those sales may help cash-strapped boroughs like the Kenai Peninsula, local retailers are also hoping the change will benefit their bottom line. KBBI's Aaron Bolton explains.
Back in June, the U.S. Supreme Court changed course on the 1992 decision preventing states and municipalities from taxing online retailers without a presence in their jurisdiction. Now, states and communities that are not home to warehouses, stores, or offices belonging to major online retailers can tax those sales. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is working towards taxing online purchases, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is likely to take up the issue this fall. Its aim is to target consumers like Homer resident Danielle Myers.
I was, born and raised in Alaska, so I've resorted to online shopping most of my life. And it has varied through different aspects. But now, as a mother, most of my online shopping is through Amazon, and
Myers and her husband mostly buy household items like cleaning supplies and diapers and wipes for their one-year-old son through Amazon's Subscribe and Save program.
I even, get like my quinoa and my rice. And
Myers said she would be happy to pay into the borough's coffers through her online purchases. But local brick-and-mortar retailers hope taxing online sales will incentivize consumers like her to shop locally instead. Patrick Mead co-owns Ulmer's Hardware Store in Homer.
I'm not sure how sensitive people are to the sales tax here in the Homer area, especially with a $500 cap. The maximum impact on any transaction is $37.50. Theoretically, you should see some change. How much of a change it'll be for our business, I'd be interested to see. I don't know.
Mead has co-managed the store, which sells everything from firearms to gardening supplies, for the last 2 years. He says, overall, it's difficult to say just how much business he loses to online retailers. But he says the largest impact he has seen is on high-end sporting goods, like fishing rods and skis.
People do more research online, and they're more apt to buy those online where they can get a deeper discount than here. Lower value items that they need immediately, we see much less decrease in sales due to online sales. At least we think so.
But how online shoppers' habits might change is hard to say, and there are more factors than just price.
And then there is obviously the big question of, are people actually buying the same things they would otherwise buy in their community online or not?
This is Mohsin Ghoutabi.
I am an associate professor of economics at ICER, the Institute of Social and Economic Research.
Ghoutabi says there isn't a lot of data on what Alaskans are buying online and how many of those products are available in the communities they live in. But when it comes down to the fundamental question of whether consumers will be more apt to buy items from local retailers, Ghoutabi says that will still largely depend on the base price of the product, though he does say taxes do make a difference.
When, for example, a community across the border from a state levies a tax, we do see people crossing the border in order to buy things that are not taxed.
On high-priced items like a fishing rod, the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Homer's combined 7.5% sales tax might not be enough to close the gap between what consumers pay online and locally. But it might make a difference on items such as paper towels and cleaning supplies purchased from Amazon, where savings can vary and some items are actually more expensive. But consumers like Myers say they are still saving money.
It's still cost effective for me to keep shopping this way. Yeah, no, I don't think it'll change the way I shop online at all.
And Myers adds that all those savings are delivered to her front door, providing a convenience local retailers might not be able to compete with. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.